much, and thanks everybody. Everybody, we can all sit down now. And we've had a few days to prepare Will for this time, and we've been through the declarations that Will is going to make. And Will, we would love to hear of your declarations of faith in God today. So I'm going to give you the microphone. You can hold that to your lips.
Yeah.
I believe in one God.
I believe in one God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
In obedience
to the call
of the risen Lord Jesus,
I repent of all my sins
and come to be baptized.
I surrender my life
in service to God.
Wherever you may call me to go.
Amen.
Amen.
Then come, Will, and be baptized. Now, perhaps the people at the back, if you've got nobody behind you, maybe the children could come forward again to sing.
I confess Jesus Christ
as my Lord and Saviour.
As my Lord and Saviour.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Will, having heard of your repentance and your confession of faith, we baptize you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Follow him, follow him, give your life to him. He has conquered death, he is King of kings. Accept the joy which he gives to those who give their lives to him. Follow him, follow him, give your life to him.
While the guys are going and getting dressed, we have Will's fiance, who is going to come and sing to us. And these songs we sung today are all Will's choices. I could not do them without you.
And put them words on the left. Up to the step.
Amen.
going to sing all together, All I Once Held Dear. Or any of those from Chorley. Now the challenge is going to be to avoid falling into the pool. So I think we'll leave Will where he is, and if people want to come and gather around Will and pray for him, then if you want to make your way across the front of the pool, and we'll gather around him and just pray for him.
Oh, come through, Fruit.
Just so happy for him. I mean, it's like a rolling. He's only known him a year and he's come on so well. I just want to thank you for him, Lord. I thank you for him. I just pray that you'll bring him on with you on anything where you call him to go. Lord, I love this guy like he's my brother. Well, I suppose he is. So thank you, Lord, for it. He's one of the best.
Father, we just come before you this afternoon and we just thank you, Lord, for the testimony of this young fellow. And we just thank you, Lord, how you have changed his life so remarkably. Lord, that the big difference in him this year is incredible. Through your Holy Spirit, Lord, we just thank you, Lord Jesus, for this. Bless him, Lord, and bless Philippa as they prepare to walk together and to serve you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
I'm so proud of you, Will. You've done so well, and you know, for becoming a Christian since last year, and I just hope, I pray that you will continue, and I hope that Lord keeps guiding you in the right way, and I thank you, Lord, for bringing Will as far as he has gone, and I pray that you will ensure that he will get stuff on the right path, and he might be married to Philip in September, and that things will go well for him, and please, Lord, whatever you do, just make sure that you know, this young man here, who I'm so proud of, keeps with the Lord and keeps with you and is able to speak with you whenever he ever has a problem or whenever he likes. And I pray that he will always be with you until you die. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, I thank you for the gift of salvation, and I particularly thank you for Will's becoming a Christian and being saved by you, Lord. There are so many places that he could have gone for a holiday, but he chose Torch, and I thank you, praise you, that was the case because you planned it. And though the road is going to be rough and very steep and narrow and hard work, Lord, you'll be with him as you're with all of us. And Lord, we are proud of him, but we know that you will honour this step that he's taken to publicly profess his faith. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for bringing Will into our lives, Lord, and for the friendship. And thank you, Lord, for the step he's taken. It just proves, Lord, that He's ready to go on with you, Lord. And Lord, I believe that he has the makings of a pastor in him. And Lord, as Gail said earlier, he could be leading us in the God's lots. And we just pray that you would undertake for him and Philippa as they embark in married life, Lord. In your name, amen.
Amen.
I'd like to thank everyone for being here today, and I'll be saying this at my wedding as well, but it's good rehearsal, I suppose. I'd like to thank you all for being here today. As I said before, especially Philippa's family, Mary and Colin, especially putting up with such basic questions, but we can all learn from the basics. And I thank you, Colin, for helping me in my faith. Helping me to remain strong, and for all of you here at Torch, what started with, paying money on the internet has led me to God. So at the end of the day, I have the most wonderful girl in the world to marry, and now I've got you as my Saviour, Lord, for life now, and I don't fear death or anything now because I know I've always got you. And at the end of the day, no matter what happens, whether I, get knocked over or, wherever I go, I just know, Lord, that you're with me. And one day I'll get to see all these wonderful people around me who are blind themselves. But one day, Lord, we will all see your face.
Yeah.
And I just know that I might see these people and think they're so ugly. Or, who knows? But I do thank you, Lord. But I do thank you for always being here for me, for being my rock, for being there when I thought that life was worthless. I may not have a job, etc., but there's more to life than work, Lord. There's serving you, and that doesn't require a contract of employment or a salary, Lord. And I just thank you for always being here and never letting me go. And I just ask that my Christian friends here and around the world now will welcome me into the family and to make me very happy. And thank you very much, guys, for being here. It's a blessing, and I won't use my Irish accent, but thanks for all my Irish friends and everyone here. and I'll miss you. And I will miss you all next week, but that's next week. Let's focus on here and now.
Yeah.
Thank you all for being my Christian brothers and sisters, especially this evangelical church, and all my brothers and sisters around the world. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Amen. Amen.
Throw off your baby blood.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a gracious God. You are a God that does not hold our sins against us, but instead of the Christ origins to be our reconnection to you and God. Showing him and following Jesus, God, about church attendance, about trusting the Lord Jesus, about his death on the cross and our commands. Thank you for giving Will the joy of being able to read the word for himself and to grow in his love and his understanding of all that you are and all that you have done and all that you want to do in Will's life. And as he's taking this step of discipleship, of walking with the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's taken this step of obedience today to identify in Christ's death and resurrection, we pray that you would walk with Will, that you would hold his hand and guide him, that you would use every gift that you have blessed him with in your service, day by day. Whatever he's doing, Father, we know that you're with him, that your Holy Spirit is there as the power in his life for all that he needs in the life ahead. And so we pray, Father, that you would bless him in his marriage, help him to be a faithful husband, and if you choose, Father, to be a wonderful father as well. May you lead and guide the faith. And use them all for your glory, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, I just want to pray for your Holy Spirit to fall on Will right now.
Yeah.
May your Holy Spirit fill him. And Lord, I pray that every day that you pour into him fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit. So he's not using up yesterday's manner, but he is having fresh food from you every day. Lord, as he is taking this step, I ask for protection as well over him. Lord, I ask that you will put a shield around him so that the enemy has no claim on him. Lord, I pray it will be like wax all over him, and any attack that the devil brings at him, Lord, will just run off of him.
Yes.
Lord, I pray that you will make him such a man of God that he just is an amazing and incredible witness for you in the village that they will be living. Lord, we thank you for his step of obedience today. And we know, Lord Jesus, that you are going to use him to be an amazing disciple for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Okay, we'll make your way back. Were buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. For if we have been united with him in death, if we have been united with him in death,
Like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him. In a resurrection like his. For we know that our old self was crucified with him so that body which was ruled by sin might be done away with. That we should no longer be slaves to sin. Because anyone who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin. For all, but the life he lives, he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin. But alive to God in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus, yeah. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer every part of yourself to him as an instrument of righteousness. For sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace. Amen.
Thank you, Stephanie, for reading that for us.
Keep you very long now, but I do have just three thoughts from the readings that we've had together today. Quite an emotional time really this afternoon, isn't it?
Yeah.
But the presence of God is here, and that's the most important thing. The first thing that I want to say really is that baptism is the beginning, not the end. It's the beginning. For us as Christians, baptism marks the first act of obedience. The first reading that we had, not a long time ago now, let me just remind you of it, it was from Exodus chapter 14, and it was about the people of God, the Israelites, leaving Egypt. They were coming out of Egypt, they were coming out of slavery, and they were being led by Moses. And as they came out of slavery, out of Egypt, that's a picture for us of our old life. God was leading his people out of their old life, out of slavery to sin, and he was leading them to a new place. But they came to a river, or they came to the sea. They came to the Red Sea, didn't they? And there was no bridge, and there's no way across. And the people began to panic. And indeed, Pharaoh and his chariot brigade pursued the Israelites to try to bring them back. The people began to call out to Moses. They began to panic. And Moses says, stand still, and you will see what God will do. Stand still. Do you ever feel like that yourself? You're all over the place. You're panicking.
Yeah.
You can't see a way forward. And the word of God comes and says, stand still, and you will see what I will do. And crossing the Red Sea, again, is like a picture of baptism. A picture of baptism. God would bring his people through the Red Sea. They would come through miraculously. And when they came through the Red Sea, they would be in a new place. And that's the first thing I think I want to say, really, is that baptism is a beginning. It brings us to a new place in God. That's a good place to say amen.
Amen.
It brings us to a new place. And tells us in Exodus chapter 14 that the Israelites saw their enemies lying dead on the shore of the Red Sea. And as you look back, Will, God wants you to see your old life dead and buried. Is that okay?
Yeah.
He wants you to remember that Egypt, the old life, no longer has any control over you, because you've begun a new life. This was a way of saying goodbye to Adam, because we were all born with the nature of Adam originally. But the new nature of Christ is what we receive when we are born again. Who knows that we can't be born again unless we die? Yes?
Yeah.
Not physically, but spiritually. And to be born again, we have to die to ourselves in order to be born again by the Spirit of God. And so, you can't be two people. You're either the old or you're the new. But in Christ, all things have become new. For Jesus, this was the beginning of his ministry. It was at the age of 30. At this time, he would go public, will go public. This was the time that he would start his walk with God and his work for God. This would be the time where he would begin sharing in the work God had called him to do. And God has called all of us to do a work. This is the beginning of it.